Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you. And this morning, I have two awesome guests, Mrs. Maggie Ballard. Hi, Maggie. And then Maggie decided to bring along Dad, Maggie's dad. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
And this morning we were talking about Paxton's Blessing Box. Now, here's what's cool. A couple of weeks ago, we had a super car kid, and we didn't even realize it was Paxton himself who had founded Paxton's Blessing Box. So we're going to kind of learn about what Paxton's Blessing Box here is in the community, and also we're going to learn about a really cool event you guys have coming up, Maggie. For anyone listening, including me, what exactly is Paxton's Blessings Box here in Wichita?
So in 2016, I saw the idea on social media, just kind of on a different element. It was a lot larger. It was outside a bait shop at a lake. And the idea was maybe if you needed toilet paper and the bait shop was closed, you could go ahead and take it out of this like cupboard outside. And then the idea was the next day to go to the bait shop and replace it.
Oh, okay.
So just kind of like a borrow, replace type of deal. And anyway, so I was showing it to Paxton, and mm-hmm. he was six at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was kind of explaining it to him. They're kind of like the little libraries, but they have food in them, food that wouldn't spoil.
Right.
And so it was probably about 2 hours later, he came back to me and said, "Mom, do you think we could put one of those in our front yard?" And I kind of thought about it for a second, and I'm like, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? It not work?
True.
And so we did. I sent a screenshot to a friend of mine that used to come in my bar before I sold it, and he brought one to our house. He just kind of made one, and Pax and I painted it red because we're KU fans.
So literally just a red box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So it just has one shelf in it and a door with like just a little latch. And we put it up in October of 2016, and currently we have 57 boxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this just started with an idea in 2016. And you know what? Our kids always come with us with these ideas, and I think it's cool you followed through with it mm-hmm. just to see if it would work. And now look, you have almost 60 boxes. Now, is this just throughout Wichita?
So we have about probably over half of them are in the Wichita area, and the rest of them are surrounding like Derby, Hutch.
Right.
Great Bend.
Okay.
Just some different areas like that around, you know, surrounding the Wichita area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we have 57 to date. We have several states that are on board to send them out.
Yeah.
Out of state. And that's our ultimate goal, is to try to get one in all 50 states. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So that is in the works right now. You guys,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yep.
When do you plan on starting that? Have you sent any out to any different states yet?
We have one in North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Red is kind of our jam, which is nice because when anybody sees the red boxes, it really symbolizes and kind of brands the blessing box so that they know what it is.
What does Paxton think about this? Has this kind of hit him, like, how cool and how big this has grown?
Yeah. You know, he's nine now, and he's been around it for a big portion of his life, you know, a third of his life we've been doing this, and we've done sock drives for years. So he's been around, you know, some of the homeless population and knowing that we're really lucky, but also that, you know, there are a lot of people that are not as fortunate as us. So I think that's been really important for him to learn at such a young age. But Dad, what do you think?
You have a really cool grandson, Dad.
Yes, I do. You know, later on it'll mean more to him. Now it's just work. He likes to help, but it's just a seed planted and how it will develop
yeah.
over time. He's being exposed to things that he's nine now, that most nine-year-olds don't really get to see.
Such as what?
It's something that usually has to be taught by a parent or somebody else. I know that in Maggie, the reason she's where she is today is things that happened to her earlier on that didn't come. We talk about this all the time. We remember one night when she was probably maybe 10 or 11, something like that. We live in the Riverside area. We were driving home. I know we had eaten at one of our favorite restaurants on Broadway, Saigon, and we went by the post office. We had a antique shop at 519 East Douglas, which is a rock's throw from Napsker Park. And so there's a lot of people that were challenged, not homeless, but challenged, that lived in the Eaton Hotel back then. So she was exposed to a little bit of that early. But that particular night, where it was just cold, really cold, was snowing sideways, and before they expanded the jail, we were on our way down Central, and we all remember, actually all four of us, her brother and her mom and I, remember a guy back there where in those pine trees getting into a box that probably maybe a refrigerator came in, and he was pulling it over him. And there we were. We had just eaten, paid to eat, and we're going home to a nice warm house.
And he's in a box.
And he's going to spend the night in a box. And, you know, that was a moment almost 30 years ago that we all remember. And, you know, that's how, you know, you plant a lot of seeds. You find out that there's a real person there, that there's a story there, and that typically something happens, most of them are men, typically something happens in their life that goes awry and they get off the beaten path and they can't get back.
You know, they say everybody's a paycheck away from, you know, some type of, you know, situation. And honestly, I think that is probably the biggest thing that I have learned through the Blessing Box is, of course, we are helping some homeless people. We live off of 13th Street, high traffic area, lots of foot traffic, very visible.
But not always the case.
Right. But we're helping more of the people that we're helping is the working poor, the people that are paycheck to paycheck. And the way that we know that is because ramen is one of the biggest things that is taken and the quickest, but you still have to have somewhere to cook it.
Like,
you still have to have water and heat. And, you know, so that's kind of how we know. You know, people will pull up in a car and it might be super loud, you know, but hey, they have transportation to get to the boxes, and we really try to spread them out so that we can try to target different areas, especially food deserts. Delano really struggles with donations. There's not a grocery store anywhere close.
I mean, is there a Paxton's Blessings Box in Delano area?
Right, there's two.
Okay.
So, but you know, they have Brahms and the Dollar General. Well, those aren't grocery stores. So,
there are no grocery stores over there.
They closed the one at Meridian. Now it's a Tag office, even next to North High. I mean, there's no grocery stores unless you go all the way to 21st or to West Street. So we try to focus on a lot of those areas. We go through several hundred dollars of food a week in each box. For 2.5 years probably, we did this out of our basement. And we were just slowing down because we didn't have any room to grow. So St. John Episcopal Church, 402 North Topeka, they have opened up their church to us. So we have a huge pantry there that we are so grateful for that partnership. So we do these quarterly food drives to help kind of bridge the gap for some of the locations that really struggle getting donations. We do these big quarterly food drives. We always have a 100-pound goal per box, so we have a 5,700-pound goal for our holiday food drive coming up. We're super excited that the city of Wichita is loaning us a trolley. So
That's awesome.
On December 21st at Central and West Street behind the taco shop, we will have a trolley that we are trying to stuff packed full of non-perishables and toiletries.
All right, December 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you guys want to search Paxton's Blessing Box on Facebook, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm talking with Maggie Ballard, Paxton's Blessings Box, how her and her son founded this in 2016, I believe, and it's just It's continuing to grow. We have Maggie's dad, Doug, sitting here with us. And I just want to thank you both again for hanging with me for Empower Wichita. What's really cool, Stuff the Trolley, it's happening December 21st, Central and West Street, behind Taco Shop, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So what exactly do you want people to bring?
Any type of non-perishables, so like noodles, rice, beans, canned veggies, fruits, water. Water is probably our biggest ask, which just makes me want to bawl because I don't drink near enough water. But we're not doing clothes or anything.
Just focusing on food.
This time, yeah, just.
And I can tell you in just helping her, sometimes the first thing to go out of those boxes as far as cans go are the things that already have the pop top on them.
Oh, okay.
Because also at times she gets – somebody will just go out and give her a dozen can openers.
That's a good point.
You have to open those cans, and if you put 10 things in there and half of them got the pop top on,
they go first.
They will be the first thing.
And it's interesting because you go to like Aldi and you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, but a lot of them don't have the pop tops. So
I love the pop tops.
Yeah, any of those are awesome. Soups that have meat in them seem to go really well. Chef Boyardee.
All of the canned meats.
Like the Vienna sausages.
They go right away.
Oh,
they
okay.
go right away.
Stuff the Trolley happening December 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring everything you can. Canned goods, non-perishable items, water, and let's really try and focus on getting those pop tops on those cans so people have easy access to get into those. No can opener required. And I'm sitting with Maggie Ballard and her dad, Doug, who have been so gracious to join us this morning to talk about Paxton's Blessings Box and everything they do here in the community and Stuff the Trolley. Is this the first year for Stuff the Trolley?
We did a Stuff the Bus a couple times.
Okay.
So we're switching this year and just trying to do something a little bit different. I'm pretty sure that a little birdie told me that Santa will probably be making a visit from like 11 to 1.
Nice.
So that would be, you know, super fun to bring the kids out and say hello to Santa.
How stuffed did the bus get last year?
We passed our goal.
You stuffed that baby?
Yeah. So we're really excited, and now we don't have to take it to our basement. We can take it to the church.
How cool. So this year we're going to stuff the trolley.
When she has these kinds of events, there are things that some of the people that are choosing to make any kind of an event out of this for themselves, they can take their kids or their grandkids and they show up. So you see a lot of kids participating in this. And
that's great.
So again,
I think with Paxton being a kid too, maybe it shines another, light on maybe this is something that
more seeds planted, more seeds grow.
And it's cool to be kind. You know what I mean? Yeah, so bring the kids. Santa may or may not be there.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's going to be there.
Okay. This is a very solid birdie with this information. Stuff the Trolley. Be there. It's going to be on the west side, Central and West Street, December 21st. Is that a Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. Conveniently right across the street from Dylan's.
Oh, there you go. Trying to stuff this trolley to the seams. We want food just pouring out the windows. And then it's going to go over to the church after St. John's.
Yes.
Maggie hanging with us for Paxton's Blessings Box. You can find them on Facebook. Do you guys have a website for Paxton's?
We do. It's www.paxtonsblessingbox.com.
Easy enough.
Yes.
And are the locations of all the boxes on the website?
Yes.
Okay, because that
and
was
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, find them on Facebook, find them on their website, and they're doing their Stuff the Trolley. Last year it was a bus. This year it's one of the Q-Line trolleys. December 21st. Save the date in your phone. It's a Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family. Let's bring the community together. And just, this is for a good cause. And Santa is going to be on site. How cool is Santa? He's so busy. And he's going to be there just to, like, take some pictures and say hi to the kids. So December 21st, 10 a.m. to 2. And you know what? I would love for you, Maggie, to come back here maybe the beginning of the year and talk about any upcoming stuff you guys have going on here in the community. So, because it sounds like you guys are growing. So I'm assuming you guys... A lot of this comes out of your pocket, Maggie. So any kind of funding, if you guys want to help, volunteering, just anything to donate towards the cause, hit up Paxton's Blessing Box on Facebook or find them, paxtonsblessingbox.com, you guys, if you want to just help out, donate,
for the cause. And again, stuff the trolley, bring your canned goods, bring water, bring any kind of non-perishable items. We're going to stuff this trolley and try and get those pop-top cans, you know, the ones you can just pop right off so you don't have to have a can opener. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap up?
One thing I want to emphasize, that you don't have to buy a case of vienna sausages. You can, you know, if there's something in your cupboards that you bought that you're not eating anymore,
sure,
or something like that.
Yeah, no donation.
No donation is too small. And from her activity in the past, some people might tend to think, especially now, that you have to do it in such a big way. It does not have to be.
Every little
a
bit
big
counts.
Way. Two cans.
Yeah.
One can.
Yeah.
One deal of ramen. It does not matter. It all adds up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think the only thing that I would like to include is the boxes are, we do this 24/7, 365 days a year. So the boxes are no questions, no judgment.
Sure.
No, they're available 24/7. There's a latch. There's no hoops. There's no paperwork. There's no nothing.
No verification.
We certainly don't want people to go grocery shopping, but we definitely want to bridge that gap just to get you to your payday or, you know,
yeah,
whatever the situation might be. But we just want people to know that that resource is available, and it's available to anybody and everybody. So, you know, we know that they're getting used, and we just want to make sure that we can keep a supply in there, because nobody should have to be hungry.
Absolutely.
One thing that I want to note, that it's changed since she started it, but in the very beginning, we never saw anybody. It was, even though there's no judgment, people were coming in the dark to, and I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, it just provides that little bit of anonymity, you know.
But now they do it all the time. But
well,
in
good.
The beginning, it was just, I mean, they were coming like after she would go to bed.
Yeah.
So that they could be ensured that nobody saw them do this.
And, yeah.
And they're not all homeless.
Right.
I mean,
what Maggie was saying.
By long ways, they are not all homeless. So.
Well, you guys, we'll wrap up. We have more for Empower Wichita on the way. Just a reminder, stuff the trolley, December 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Central and West Street behind Taco Shop. We're going to stuff the trolley with canned goods. Bring anything you can. Santa will be there. Every little bit counts. And then you can find Paxton's Blessing Box on Facebook. I would say that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.